from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The story today among many is Russell Wilson. He's the guy. He's your quarterback for this season. Is he going to be any good? It's one of the biggest stories in the NFL this offseason. The Steelers brought in Russell Wilson. Is he going to help them win? Could he be better than what he was? I think the assumption with Russ, and yeah, I'll call him Russ, Bob, even though I've never met him, is that he's declining. If anything, this could even get worse, you know, and nobody seems to acknowledge the idea, like, what if he's freed up here? What if not playing for either Nate Hackett or a guy who hates him and might have been sabotaging him in Sean Payton? What if being in this environment with a coordinator, we've yet to see what Arthur Smith will do here, but a coordinator who apparently, you know, is suited to Russell Wilson's style of play, what if he flourishes here? Why doesn't anybody entertain that idea? What if he has a total renaissance here?
I mean, he really could. Maybe sometimes it is.
I'm not predicting it necessarily, but
no,
it could.
But you could also make the other side of that. Maybe they're right in their assessment and that his best football is behind him, and that's what
makes it so interesting.
It is interesting, but I do think that here, hopefully you'll have the right combination of offensive line scheming, the right play calls and the right situations to bring out the best of him. And maybe, you know, Arthur Smith is that guy. Maybe not. I mean, these are all things we're going to have to watch here, because you really can't get that big of a taste of it in the preseason on limited reps. You just can't.
As far as headlines, storylines, you know, gossip, Q rating, whatever else, who has a more notable quarterback situation than the Steelers going into this season, where there's more national interest in what's happening? I think this one's way up there. Let's go through some, shall we, Bob?
Shall you? Yes, you shall.
In the AFC East, the only one really is the Jets. I would say that one's above this one simply because of Aaron Rodgers and sort of the mystery surrounding Rodgers, who didn't play in the preseason. That one's going to be fascinating. That's one that's more interesting than this one, right?
I think it's interesting only to see if he's okay health-wise, because if he is, then you're going to see what you expect to see out of him. Although you can make the argument he's an older quarterback, just like Russell Wilson. So,
well, but he's also Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
So
that's why I think it's
if
he's healthy, then I expect him to be the Aaron Rodgers that I've come to expect every year when he was with Green Bay.
Then you travel through the AFC East, Dolphins. Patriots are interesting, but not like this. I think Drake May should play. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Burrow seems to be healthy, so that's off the table. Cleveland is another one that's way up there, simply because you have the highest paid quarterback in terms of guaranteed, full guarantees ever, at least when he signed. I don't know if anybody's passed him. Deshaun Watson and everything involved in his story. That one people are keeping an eye on. His very presence is keeping them from drafting people.
I still don't think they know. I think if you actually went over and asked Kevin Stefanski behind home doors just to get his real take, that he would have told you he didn't want that guy. He would have been okay with Baker Mayfield. And Baker Mayfield was somebody they felt they could win with, and it was the owner who panicked and wanted to get somebody better and decided to do all of this.
Yeah.
Who would you rather have at this point, Baker Mayfield or him?
Baker Mayfield.
So would I.
And other players that would have allowed me to bring in and draft.
All those people that were, all the draft picks that were traded away, all the money spent, I don't think that's a hole you can dig out from that easily.
Me neither, man. He needs to be a superstar for that trade to be justified. And he's a mystery too. When's he going to play? Now he's got this arm issue. Yeah. It's just everything. That is a total disaster until otherwise notified.
They deserve it because they wanted it, and that's what they got.
It's also all eyes of the football world are on that one. And I think those are the only two in the AFC.
Denver is interesting. Bo Nix, and maybe even you look at Zach Wilson and how he's played in this. Now, again, it's preseason, so I guess you have to say that every time we discuss it. But he seems freer. He seems more looking like that quarterback who was taken second overall with Sean Payton in his ear a lot.
Yeah, but
and
I think
it seems
if you
like a different
it,
Zach Wilson to me.
Just in you know, how many people are going to be just riveted by this situation? Like, what's the bigger headlines? I think only Aaron Rodgers and Deshaun Watson. There's a lot of them that are interesting in the AFC. I think only those two top the Steelers. Then
I think Drake May is very interesting. He had another good, and I want to watch what he does.
I said the first time I saw him play, which might have been against Pitt, that's the closest thing I've seen to Ben. And I'll tell you one thing that was, again, apparent yesterday was when he moves out of the pocket and is on the run, he's got his eyes locked downfield.
And he made a great play
plays.
That way, yes.
Telling you, I think that guy could be a star. Although, like with many quarterbacks in NFL history, a lot of it depends on where you go, and you can get ruined by a franchise. You know, if David Carr comes to the Steelers at that point in his life, are we still talking about him? Is he a Hall of Famer? Or does he get ruined because he goes to Houston and just gets absolutely cremated? You know, so I don't know with Drake May. He's in a horrible situation. They stink. In the NFC, maybe Caleb Williams is the only situation in the NFC that in terms of national interest tops the Steelers. Well, Dak Prescott always, because they're obsessed with it on ESPN. You know what I mean? That's all they talk about, Bob, is Dak Prescott. But I think Caleb Williams is legitimately a bigger story than the Steelers quarterbacks. That's it.
Well, just because of where he was drafted, what he means, and the fact that they've had a rotation of different number one high-end picks from Trubisky to Fields to him.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you know, now the pressure's on the Bears to make one of those high-end picks work. And if not, they keep chasing. The worst thing you could do is keep chasing quarterbacks. It leads to uncertainty. It leads to a lot of, I look at Indianapolis. As much as I like Anthony Richardson, I was watching a lot of his preseason, and man, he could make plays, but he makes some really horrendous throws. Not unlike Trey Lance in Dallas, who threw 5 interceptions the other night.
And made some unbelievable plays.
He did, but there's good and bad in both.
I know.
And I
know.
Don't, you know, it's so hard.
Well, what about here? That brings us back to this question. Your guy is Russell Wilson. Rate him 1 to 5, your confidence level. 1 year ago today, there was zero question. It's Kenny Pickett's world. He's going to be a really good player. He's going to take that next step. There was really very little reason to believe he wouldn't, to be honest with you. And we all saw what happened. Your confidence level in Russ, 1 to 5 limits. Go to the phones.
Let's go to JV in Penn Hills.
Hello, JV. What do you got?
Well, I'm a believer that Russell Wilson's going to be at least a 4. I think he's playing with the least amount of talent of any quarterback in the league as far as an offensive passing. But I think his run game is going to be good. I think the Steelers, where they have the problem is offensive line. The strength of the Steelers is the defensive linebackers. And if I had to put a blessing on somebody, I think Tice is going to be the superstar that plays in defense. He's going to either be the
Trice.
He's going to be he covers well, and he's very tall, and he plays the run well. So I think he's going to be the surprise.
Thank
That's
you, sir.
I look for the Steelers to be way ahead of the Browns, and it's a crime that Watt isn't ahead of anybody as far as defensive players.
Thank you, sir. Bob, what about Trice? What's his deal?
Yeah, two tackles for losses. He was taken out of the game, and I'm not sure exactly why. I don't know if they mentioned it. Maybe this week we'll get more information. But he was really good in there. I mean, he clearly knows instinctively where to go on a lot of plays. I hope his coverage ability is what you think it can be. But I think the first couple of games he's trying to shake off, just knowing that he's coming back from what he had with his ACL, that's hard. That's twice for him now, once in college and once here. And that's you got to – you know how it is, Joe. If you have an injury or something, you start favoring other things. And I think you have to get over that threshold. And I think he did as the preseason wore on. I hope he's healthy. And if he is, I think he could be big for them.
Let's talk about – well, first I want to give you the 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates Personal Injury Law Firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Let's talk about people's betting habits. Are a lot of people betting on the Steelers? How does the league look at them going into the season? And also Jason LaConfora on Russell Wilson with an unbelievable quote. I think this is maybe from last week on Kornheiser's podcast. You'll want to hear this one.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.